Neil, well, is that a game that got away from you?
Fine margins, isn't it? Really is fine margins. You know, we won some of them in past in tight games, but, you know, today, just not to be. We did it tough. Obviously, lost Gaz early on. Lost Jamie to 10 minutes. You know, we lost a little bit of experience, obviously, with Glenn and Mickey not being out there, but full credit to the middles in particular. I thought they'd really put a good stint in there today. You know, Willie showed, you know, turned the clock back there with some of his stuff. So, yeah, I'll sleep a lot better tonight, but still massively disappointed.
I mean, you had that 8-point lead, but I suppose you always expect Leeds to come back. What did you say to the lads at half time?
Just about front loading some our attack, really, not worrying too much and clinging on there, and then just worrying about what they're going to do with the ball in hand. Challenge them defensively, and let's see how they get on the back of that. And when we started doing that, we took energy out of them, and it limits what they do with the ball as well. So it's just probably a mentality part, just making sure that, again, we've got to keep adding two sides to our game, and challenge them with, you know, when we've got the ball as well.
Right at the end, then there was those moments when the ball seemed to go the wrong direction. Were you pulling your hair out at that stage?
Yeah, massively. You know, a real big occasion for the guys tonight. You know, we spoke about the performance, not the occasion, but, you know, somewhere you're thinking in the stars, it was meant to be, and Willie goes through there, passes it to Dawson, the kick what Dawson doesn't get, obviously tilts, maybe gets the pass away. I just thought it's coming, it's in the stars, but it wasn't to be. And you know, like I say, tomorrow's video will be a lot better than last week's video. We've ticked a lot of boxes in moving forward, and we've got to make sure that we can find that consistency now for next week.
Any individuals in there that you'd pull out?
I just think all our middles in particular got through some real big minutes. You know, Mitch Brown brought the ball back real strong. Adam Higson, he's playing a bit busted at the moment, Adam, and he got through some real mucky work for us. You know, Ben Reynolds had some nice touches, and again, the young kids is going to get good experience and be better for it in the long run. But again, I'm not looking, you know, just having this year and embedding some players in. We want to try and hit the ground running. Tonight we kind of did, just didn't get the result.
Antonio Maria seemed to come off with a wrist injury. What's the news?
I think it was wrist or shoulder. I think it was his shoulder. He was holding his forearm, but it is his shoulder. I'm not sure, but we'll check him up. But other than that, I don't think we'd obviously Gaz had a dead leg. It was a bad dead leg. He struggled to return. Everything had tightened up there, so. Like I said, we've got people who's not played tonight, and if they're not right next week, we've got some people ready to jump on it.
Well, you mentioned next week, St Helens, of course. Will you have Mickey Higham out there to lead you?
I would hope so. He's got through all his testing and everything today, so he starts his week with us next week and hopefully gets through a full week of training. And like I say, it'll be a good experience in the middle of the park for us. But I thought Ryan Hampshire did a real good job for us as well today. He played up wing, then he went at nine, and certainly back end really alive in the game up for us. We've got some good versatility in there, and some good quality. And as I said, through the season, we're going to have to get through them players.
And just on St Helens, then, what will you be doing different for Saints?
Well, technically, you do some of it a little bit slightly different, but, you know, the big picture is he's performing well, and individuals going out and doing their job. Doing the job efficiently like they did tonight, today, and if they do that, you know, 17 of them players do that next week, give ourselves a chance again, because, you know, Saints are a very, very good side, you know, well coached, but we're not that far off either, I don't think.